Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gentlemen. It's the 16th of May, I think. It's Monday. I'm just, I think it's the 16th actually. And I'm already home because I walked out with a school friend, Mum, who's walking her dog and she's going up into the woods. But we ended up talking about the EU because... Yeah, she said, when are we going to get some factual information? I said, well, we had that leaflet from the government. And she said, yeah, I have. Is that it? Yeah. She said, I don't watch the news. So, well, yeah, but that's what they expect you to do. The kids are in school. They're very tired today. There's a bit of a lag. We had a very busy weekend. Because we had the, I'm going to sneeze, I think. Yep, that was a sneeze. We had a very busy one with, usual Saturday morning activities. But at the same time, we had a school fair going on. So Amelia was very disappointed when she found out that she wouldn't actually be able to go. Because obviously you want to go in the morning to see what there is, because all the best toys, etc. are gone. I signed up for helping out on a stall. I ended up doing, they had a balance bike where you could, where your kids could go and ride on a balance bike and have a race. So I did that for a bit. Not actually for that long, because there was Maypole dancing in the middle of it, so we had to suspend that because they were dancing throughout our track. And then I did an entire hour on the Adopt-a-Bear stand. This is where we got our massive Rupert the Bear from last year. But the kids weren't ready to donate him back yet, so we've still got him. So I was there. But that was actually really cute because you just have lots of cuddly toys, and then every now and then some kids will come along, some of them quite little. And he just kind of showed them what kind of toy they're off. They usually know they want a teddy or a pig or whatever. And then they get a certificate. They get to name it and they get a certificate. So it's quite cute. So I did that for about an hour, but it was a lot of standing around. It was quite cold. Sunny but cold. It was weird weather. So one minute you're getting too hot and the next minute it's quite chilly. I was quite frozen. I had really cold hands by the time I came home. I must have been out for about 2.5 hours, and then Simon brought the kids back from swimming, so they adopted a cuddly toy, and we had some, they were out of burgers by then, and had a look around. But yeah, things like the bottle tombola and they didn't do chocolate in the summer, but bottle tombola and sweetie jar tombola, they're usually gone within an hour, so there was nothing left. But it was good fun, and I mean the school association did so well, and there was so much love and care that's gone into setting all these things up. It was absolutely amazing. They did really, really well, and I just hope they raised lots of money. But I was really tired because I'd had a busy week, and I think we came home, we were all a bit tired in the afternoon. And then, of course, in the evening, it was Eurovision. Yay! I was actually thinking, should I keep the kids up and let them watch for a bit? But it turns out, and I thought, they're a bit too little. They could go to bed. But it turns out they stayed up anyway. They were complaining the telly was too loud the next day. I was like, why didn't you say? Probably because it suited you. So it turned out they both seemed to have watched for quite a while. We had a good time as every week. Actually, it was nice to be sitting next to Simon for Eurovision, because I've done a couple of years of babysitting on that night, and then having to tweet from somebody else's sofa. It was quite nice to have Simon next to me. It was a fantastic night, and there's quite a few surprises there. I wouldn't have called Ukraine as the winner. It's grown on me, but yeah, I wouldn't even have put them through on the semi-finals. That just shows how much I know. And then when Australia was in the lead, it was like, really? Australia winning Eurovision? It was fun. But it's also interesting to see how many people really popular in their own country. I know the Israeli and the German entry, for instance, they won their national X Factor or Idol, whatever, and have forged a successful career in their countries. But, you know, come to Eurovision, it's not necessarily the same thing. So it's interesting. So yeah, and then the voting, I think I was a bit too close to the telly, so I missed it. It's probably too late in the evening by then, I need a bit more time to look at the vote, because it's really interesting which countries vote for whom, and the judges' vote was so different from the public vote in so many cases. I would have liked to have a closer look at that. Anyway, it's really interesting. But it was a really good night, but it was late. And then yesterday, the kids were tired already, but they seemed all right still. Amelia had her viola lesson in the morning as usual, and then we just got ready, and I took her into London to see Matilda, which was sort of a birthday treat, a late one from last year or early for this year, something like that. And it was a beautiful day in London. It was a lot warmer than out here. The musical was fantastic. I mean, I'd heard quite a few people saying that it's fabulous, and it really was. It was brilliant. It's really good, and you know, lots of laughs. And I mean, the kids in the show are just amazing. The singing and dancing they can do, and it's really fast paced action. And yeah, it was stunning. It's really good. You almost feel a bit sorry for the adult actors in there, because they don't get as many cheers, because you know, all the focus is on the kids. But yeah, it was a fantastic show, it really was. And then we headed home, but I mean, it was really tired by then. And this morning I had to wake up both the kids, which practically never happens, and they both sleep in like that. But yeah, they needed it, and they're still tired, so... I think they would have needed I didn't realise they're staying up for Eurovision. They would have needed a quiet day yesterday. Anyway, but there we go. That's why it was very, it's a very busy weekend. And then, of course, this weekend coming up, Henry's going to his first beaver camp. It's only going down the road, so that'll be fine. But yeah, he's actually going to be... he's going to be sleeping away for the night all by himself. That's going to be interesting. So yeah, so he'll come back tired. But I think at least Amelia can have a restful one then. So we'll see if we can make it as restful as possible for the kids in the week. Not sure how possible that is. Anyway, I hope you all have a good week. Thanks for listening, as always. Bye for now.